Traffic is like the weather. Everybody talks about it, but nobody seems able to do anything. That may be changing in Sonoma County, where a new program is starting up with the goal of reducing the amount of traffic on the road by shifting to new models of shared transportation. It's called Shift Sonoma County,
which is a strategic action plan to promote a shift in both the mode and fuel used for personal transportation throughout Sonoma County.
That's Dana Turay. She's a transportation planner with the Sonoma County Transportation Authority.
We are hoping that specific programs come out of this planning effort. We'd like to see car share develop in Sonoma County. We'd like to see bike sharing. We would like to see local municipalities adopt programs to encourage electric vehicles. Once those programs are implemented, we'll be able to start seeing results on how people travel.
It's not a question of taking cars out of the equation entirely, but of using fewer cars for the same number of people. One way to do this, the obvious way, is car sharing.
If they decide to leave their car at home and take the train or a bus or bike to work, but need a vehicle for errands or meetings during the day, that would be an opportunity to give them a vehicle to use during that time. Or also for people to have only one car per household rather than two. If they have an option of having a car share membership and using this vehicle just as needed, that might encourage them to go down to one car.
To that end, the Transportation Authority recently put out a request for proposals to car share companies to see who might want to set up shop in Santa Rosa.
There's a couple large companies in the area, Zipcar and City Car Share. Those are both fleet-based models where the company owns cars and places them in usually some key prominent locations that are visible and convenient to transit or downtowns. And then they allow people to get memberships and sign up to rent the cars through website or smartphone application, check out the car for half an hour or half a day, and then return the car where they got it.
There may be other influences at work, as car-dependent boomers are commuting less, and more cost-conscious, environmentally aware drivers fill in the gap.
There is a change in moving toward fewer vehicles and more millennials not wanting to own cars. I don't think we've seen it so much in Sonoma County, but I expect that that trend will move up here as time goes on. And I think that people are really considering whether or not they really need one car per person.
Sounds ambitious. So when can we expect to see this shift in Sonoma County?
We're hoping that this pilot program will bring a company and some cars to Santa Rosa sometime this summer, and hoping that people become comfortable with the idea of it and it spreads throughout other cities in Sonoma County.
I'm Christian Callen for KRCB's North Bay Report.